Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Joining the show, Odyssey MLB Insider John Heyman. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data, insights, sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download BetQL app. Visit the BetQL.com today. John is also the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball. And John, let's be honest, some big time thumbs might have gotten you in a little hot water out here in the Bay Area. You're toying with some emotions. Thank you for joining us from the winter meetings, John. First of all, Tell us about the splits for Aaron Judge. And does Farhan want to platoon Aaron Judge with Aaron Judge?
That's good. You're funny. That's a good one. I like that.
So, obviously, you got a little birdie in your ear telling you something. You were very excited to get it out, and not even a few minutes later, you're retracting it. Can you just take us through what went on?
I heard that he was going to the Giants from a couple of people, so I thought it was good enough. Since then, the Giants have said they haven't heard. The Yankees have said they haven't heard, so... I mean, I think they would know before me if there's really anything definitive. At this point, I could just say the tea leaves look a lot more positive than they did before for the Giants. But I at this point, I would not report that, obviously, because I retracted it. So it was an error to go that quickly with it.
I don't know if you'd be willing to tell me this or not. Was it the San Francisco Giants who told you that you don't have the right information at this time? Because if it did, that would mean maybe the Giants are a little bit more concerned about this than... I mean, the Giants might know something.
I don't want to guess at who's concerned for what reason or whatever, but you could see whatever my tweet said is what I'm sticking with now, the apology. So, at this point, both teams have said that they have not heard. So... I went too quickly with it. It was premature, but it does. I would say at this point the tea leaves are looking better for the Giants than they had been, but that's not. He's going. I mean, I did say appears, giving myself a little room, but, you're right about the emotions. People get emotional, and certainly every other time I've said appears, it's happened. So I get it.
Do you have a sense on timeline? And by that, I mean... is this about to, get done, or does the fact that the Padres didn't get to spend $340 million on Trey Turner suddenly make them a player, or the fact that Turner left the Dodgers and Bellinger left the Dodgers make the Dodgers a player? Is it more complicated now, or is it still down to the two teams?
You know, I thought it's basically between the two teams. I think the Dodgers have checked in and made efforts, and I don't think it's too likely. That's the way it looks to the Dodgers. But I'm not ruling anybody out at this point because you never know what might happen.
John Heyman joining us from the winter meetings. Again, the news that did come out today is that Cody Bellinger has signed a one-year, $17.5 million deal with the Cubs. You know, are you surprised that he's betting on himself with just a one-year deal?
No, that was clear. That's what he wanted to do, is bet on himself, and he figures he's going to regain his form and then get a big free agent deal a year from now. Makes sense. Off the year that he had, he wasn't going to get any kind of a contract like he had been envisioning in 2018 and 2019 when he was a star. So I get it. He is betting on himself. Thinks he's going to regain form. I think he felt, you know, remember in the I believe it was the World Series where he was injured with the high five and that needed shoulder surgery, and you know, perhaps he really wasn't quite recovered. So you know, I give guys credit who bet on themselves.
Was there a signing that's happened so far that has caught everybody by surprise? Could it have been the DeGrom deal?
That was an interesting one. I mean, Zach Eflin, believe it or not, for $40 million seemed rather high to a lot of us. The pitching market has gone crazy. They're all getting more than we expected. So, but DeGrom, to me, 5 years, I did not expect that. He's obviously an incredible talent. So, you know, I get it in a sense because, you know, even if he pitches half the games, they're going to be very well-pitched games. So, you know, at least you're getting a superstar there when he pitches. Some of these deals, the $10 million for guys who do 13 innings, things like that, you know, I have to question it.
John Heyman from the winter meetings here. We're waiting on news from Aaron Judge, which John says is between pretty much the Giants and the Yankees. So is there a last-minute negotiation? Is there, you know, sort of a, you know, here's the offer pinstripes. Are you going to better that or not? Do you think Judge takes an offer back to New York, or is he waiting on the money to go up or the years to go up?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I really, you know, I can't get inside his head. He obviously is, you know, it's taken a little longer than we thought, you know, but a lot of star players have not signed until January, February, whatever. But here's where it seems fairly well defined with two teams. His quote-unquote hometown team and the team he's been with for a long time. So, I mean, he certainly has formed an opinion about the Yankees, and he's had a good chance to form an opinion about the Giants. You know, I don't know. Usually the deal is very important, but maybe it's about where he wants to be. And, you know, obviously the Giants sounded very optimistic the other day, and obviously they did a good job of recruiting, and you know, they feel like they have a shot here, which, you know, at the beginning, a lot of people felt that it'd be a shocker if he left the legacy behind.
John, in your experience, does a lot of news come out of winter meetings post 7 p.m. East Coast time? Because that's where we are. It feels like a lot of stuff you'd want early in the day throughout the news cycle, especially a story this big. Do you think this story at least goes to bed tonight and we get our possible conclusion tomorrow? Or might something happen before Ray and I are off the air 2 hours from now?
Well, it's difficult to predict exactly when a deal is going to be finalized, but it feels fairly close at this point. I will say that. So, yeah, I would say fairly close. Does that mean tonight, tomorrow? I couldn't swear to you. You know, we were thinking he might be here today, and we're not sure if he is going to be here or not. Nobody's really saying. You know, obviously this is a big deal, and everybody's been relatively quiet about it to this point. But it does feel like it's going to be fairly soon. He is going to Hawaii in a few days, and presumably he'd want to have it wrapped up before he goes for Hawaii anyway.
Has there been any behind the potted palms in the lobby talk about who else the Giants might be targeting, if anybody, or are they all in on Judge?
Well, I think the market's being held up by Judge, and it's a huge contract. But they're certainly talking to Rodon. They're talking to other outfielders. They tried to get Bellinger. They're still working. They're talking to shortstops. You know, if they don't get Judge, I wouldn't be shocked if they went out and signed Correa or Bogaerts or somebody like that, because they obviously want to spend to win. They're give them credit. You know, they do a good job from the business standpoint, and they're trying hard. So they're talking to all these big players, but I think the Yankees and Giants are generally on hold for these other big players right now. The Yankees made a signing of Tommy Kahnle, a reliever, but I think at this point they're waiting on the others.
John, do you think 360 is the max offer the Giants are willing to go, or would they go to 375?
That I don't know, but I do think that's about where we are right now.
So as we look around, if the Giants don't land Judge, if he goes back to New York, I think fans would understand that. If there is a third team that comes in the 11th hour, people are going to be very, very angry about that. If the number is about $400 million, what do you think Farhan would then pivot to spend that? I mean, I know you just said Bogaerts, Dansby Swanson.
I think the shortstops, it feels that way, or Rodon. I mean, they want to get a big star, right? So Judge is clearly the biggest star. If they don't get him, I think they would look at the shortstops next. But they're in the Rodon market along with a number of other teams. You know, Rodon's a great pitcher, but he's not going to excite the fan base as certainly Judge would, and probably the shortstops would. So I think those shortstops will be in good shape if Judge does go to New York.
John, thank you very much for joining us today. If you're running up a bar tab, put it on the room. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.